This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. Boy, I'll tell you, that's tons of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. But I'm enjoying Agenda 21 Radio coffee, which, by the way, you'll be able to purchase off of our store. Our Agenda 21 Radio store, along with a whole bunch of other things, t-shirts, sweatshirts, things like that, you know, things that'll make Nancy Pelosi crazy. You know, the Agenda 21 girl herself, right? Everybody's girlfriend, Nancy Pelosi, shocking. Now, that's a bad visual. It's just as bad a visual as the nipple rings on Governor Cuomo. Good God. What's wrong with that guy? I mean, it's like he didn't think somebody was going to notice those nipple rings. Is this a... I mean, serious? I said to myself, you know, this has got to be Photoshop. Then I realized there was, like, videos of this thing. It's, like, not Photoshop. And I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, if you haven't heard the latest, that's kind of the latest story that we have out there, is that Governor Cuomo last week was... made an appearance with his white shirt on, a little, you know, button-down golf-type shirt, and protruding around the nipple area of his chest were apparently barbells or barbels, I don't know what you call them, nipple piercings. I know. Well, you know, in the visual, I had to struggle. Am I going to put this up on the website? And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So I decided not to, and I'm glad I did. It's just a bad visual. And listen, you know, I guess we can sort of help a brother out. I think he wants to run for president now. That, at least that's what the word we're hearing. Excuse me. It's time for Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. We're all in trouble now because, you know, I'm down to the this is actually, believe it or not, it's only the second pot today. We're down to the nub on this one, and it is strong. You know, this is the nice thing about Agenda 21 Radio Coffee. It stays real flavorful all throughout the whole perk, and then, of course, then the consumption for at least an hour. And that's the thing I really like, is it's at least an hour long that's going to stay there. It's tastes delicious. And, well, you know, I'm a coffee connoisseur, right? I'm a connoisseur of good coffee. Okay, so what is going on in the coronavirus business? You know, it's gathering steam, so they say. I'm going to go ahead. What I'm going to do, I'm going to issue a coronavirus alert, perhaps, of our own Agenda 21 Radio making. There's just so many things in dynamics. Now you got this Tedros guy, right? A total communist who put out the advisory. Clearly, let's just listen. Let's get beyond the entire business of conspiracy theories, okay? Let's just go on with the facts that the Chinese are out to unravel and destroy the United States. And they're having great help with a lot of deep state actors such as George Soros, Bill Gates, all these oligarchs that are all in on China because they like communism and socialism. They like those Nazis and they like those communists. That's really what it is. When you're an oligarch of these nature, these people, they have billions of dollars to throw around. Whatever they want to do, they can do. And, you know, they're playing around with diseases, viruses, so they can control the population. That's all part of the Agenda 21 thing. So that lock-in to Agenda 21, the plan that they have for the entire world, is certainly real. Certainly real. Now, we're getting some later reports. Now, California, just to sort of give you an idea, we're getting all these virus reports all over the United States, and it's kind of interesting in the rural areas of the United States. They're just little tiny little red dots, right? California is really sparse in terms of numbers. L.A., as an example, it's got some 132 deaths. I don't think California, and it won't give you a whole thing. I got to go to a different chart to get state by state. Maybe not. Let's see. Active cases. Confirmed. Cumulative confirmed cases. Active cases. Let's go to that one. Shocking. This is bigger. This, I'm looking at the John Hopkins map. You can see this on Agenda 21 Radio. Just go down to the very bottom of the website. Scroll down on your cell phone. It's down there. Click on it. It comes right up. It's impressive. I mean, it's a if you're into dots and you're into connecting dots, like we are at Agenda 21 Radio, we're obsessed with dots. It's impressive. I mean, these things are all fun. There's a couple of these maps out there that are quite interesting. Now, active cases, boy, you go up to active cases and, man, it's everywhere. There's everywhere there's active cases. And, you know, America is pretty good about reporting these kind of things. We have a great reporting system. China, not so much. It's whatever the party wants that gets reported, right? Kind of like in California. Whatever the party wants gets reported. It's kind of like Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom really knows how to take on the press. He has one or two people. I think he's got four press people. I mean, people that are the press agent, the press, the media, right? I think he's got those guys. That's what I think he's got. I think he's got just four people that he allows in at the press conferences. It's all totally controlled. It's like state media, right? No investigations here. We aren't going to ask questions of him because, you know, he doesn't have the answers. But he has the lies. He doesn't have the answers. That's a whole different thing. But anyway, they control every aspect of his life. Now, keep in mind, they had the people's inauguration. And literally, now you got to remember, This is a communist-style dictatorship with him, a.k.a. Nazis as well. Kind of have to throw the Nazis in there. They're definitely there. But the bottom line is that the people's inauguration was terribly attended by the people. No people showed up because the people knew not to show up. Here you have this big, huge area out in front of the Capitol where you could have a beautiful inauguration. But that wasn't permitted. That was not permitted. No. It was all controlled. And if you wanted to express yourself, they had down the street, about three blocks away, maybe six blocks away, the free speech zone. So if you wanted to express yourself and talk and say whatever you wanted to do, there was that you could go down there and be monitored by the highway patrol on horseback. There you go. Highway patrol trades in their four wheels to their four hooves. Don't tread on me, my friend. Oh, no, that's Don't Bogart that joint, my friend. Well, there's another one called Don't Tread on Me, too. Anyway, so Gavin Newsom controls just about every little aspect of every little thing that goes on with him. That is with the media. That's the point. He is big time into the media control business, and he is his own worst enemy as far as all that stuff is concerned. That's what Gavin Newsom is all about. It's him, Gavin Newsom. That's the problem. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so let's talk about some things here. About, I'm going to read you something, and it's going to blow your minds. What was that? I'm trying to think of one of the comedic things here at this point in time. Listen, there's nothing, you know, comedic about this virus business and about all the garbage that's going along with it. Nothing. Okay. We're going to take care of that one. All right. It says, trying to get to the right page. Here I am going. Let's see. Oh, okay. I got it. Ah, here we go. This is from a citizen journalist. Okay. One of our citizen journalists, in fact, this particular one is from the very first agenda. I call him the seminal man. I would declare that this is our very first citizen journalist for Agenda 21 Radio. Now, I had citizen journalists for, you know, for the Inside Education show. In fact, he made an appearance on that show on a number of different occasions, which kind of brought me to the whole transitional period from the Inside Education show to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so that's how far back he go. This my source goes, and he's been reporting. He's very appropriate. He reports stuff that's incredibly overwhelmingly strong, and he's always right. Absolutely, and he's lived the nightmare. I might also add that. Anyway, he gets what I'm saying. He's listening, I'm sure, right now. Anyway, so I get this. I'm going to read this to you. It's from a book. And this book was written a long time ago. And this is how the book goes. This is from the book. In around 2020, a severe pneumonic-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived, attack again 10 years later, and then disappear completely. Shocking. Flip it over to another page to see if we can get this. Is this correct? Another page about this goes into, listen to this. This is from the same book, different page. They call the stuff the Wuhan 400 because it was developed at their RDNA labs outside the city of Wuhan. And it was the 400th viable strain of man-made microorganisms created at that research center. Wuhan 400 is a perfect weapon. It afflicts only human beings. No other living creatures can carry it. And like syphilis, Wuhan 400 can't survive outside a living human body for longer than a minute, which means it can permanently contaminate objects or entire places the way anthrax and other virulent microorganisms can. Now, this is the supposition. This is a book. Okay. This is a book. The book was written by Dean Koontz. Okay. Who is Dean Koontz? Anyway. Now, I'm not a novelist reader, per se. I know this really sounds, well, probably you guys all know me by now, but it sounds kind of odd, but I like to read science books. I mean, science textbooks, and I like to read about science. I am a science guy. I taught science in education for about 16, 17 years, biological sciences primarily, environmental sciences. I was an environmental wacko, anatomy, physiology, chemistry, and so on. That was my, and I still to this day enjoy reading things about RNA, DNA, that whole thing. Because genetics was one of my specialties, botany was another one, and of course anatomy, physiology. Those are all things that were important to me. So I'm into the science guy thing, right? And that's why I know the science guy, the other science guy is a fake, by the way. So who was this Dean Koontz guy? Wikipedia has him up here. Dean Ray Koontz is an American author. His novels are billed as suspense thrillers. Now, this is a book written by Dean Koontz. This is where this came from. This whole thing about the Wuhan 400. Uh-huh. Koontz was born July 9th in Everett, Pennsylvania. The son of Florence and Ray Koontz. He has said that he was regularly beaten and abused by his alcoholic father, which influenced his later writings. Sorry, Dean. As also did the courage of his family, Diminutive's mother, in standing up to her husband. In his senior year at Shippenburg University of Pennsylvania, he won a fiction competition sponsored by the Atlantic Monthly magazine. After graduation in 1967, he went on to work as an English teacher at Mechanicsburg High School in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. In the 1960s, Koontz worked as the Appalachian Poverty Program, a federally funded initiative designed to help poor people. In 1996 interview with Reason magazine, he said that while the program sounded very noble and wonderful, in reality, it was a dumping ground for violent children, and most of the funding ended up disappearing somewhere. It's funny how nothing changes, right? This experience greatly shaped Koontz's political outlook in his book, The Dean Koontz Companion, he recalled. So it says here that he wrote several different books. I mean, this is a guy who's shaped by these kind of things, right? Seeing the Catholic faith, the contrasted chaos of the... Okay, this is another little bit about him and his Catholic faith. Anyway, so he goes on and he writes a book. I'm trying to find the name of the book of all the many that he did write. Oh, here we go. Many of his novels are set in and around Orange County, California. As of 2006, he lives there with his wife, Gerda, in Newport Beach, behind the gates of Pelican Hills. That's Newport Beach. In 2008, he was the world's sixth most highly paid author, tied with John Grisham. Pet dogs. Trixie Koontz, the golden retriever. There you go. Disputed authorship. A number of letters, articles, and other things written by the 1960s, but he stated he did not write them in novellas. Okay. All right, so they don't have the book in here. At least I can't find it with my eye contact right now. But this is the name of the book. It's called The Eyes of Darkness. And when was it written? You know, I mean, it lays out everything that's going on right now. Wuhan, in 1981, he writes about Wuhan, China. Hello? That's really even before we got really going on with the old China boom, right? This is the plan in this book, The Eyes of Darkness by Dean Koontz, 1981. Gee whiz. It rears its ugly head in 2020. What's up with that? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Interesting, you know, we didn't get a total chance to get into the whole checking it out routine about Dean Koontz and so on. However, we're now getting stuff like the disclaimer. It says this is from CNN. Shocking. And this came out on March 13th. Let's talk about how in front of this they are, right? The coronavirus is officially a global pandemic, so naturally people are feeding their anxieties by voraciously consuming movies, books about other outbreaks. And some of them bear eerie similarities to what's happening right now, prompting some people on the internet to claim that certain storytellers predicted the spread of coronavirus. One particular striking example comes from a thriller novel by Dean Koontz called The Eyes of Darkness. In a tweet that has since been widely shared, someone said that Koontz had predicted the coronavirus outbreak based on a screenshot of a page in the book. But to say that Koontz saw all this coming is a bit of a stretch. A novel is a work of fiction, after all. So let's break it down. In the book, the virus is a man-made weapon, All right. In the screenshot page from the novel, a character named Dombey, D-O-M-B-E-Y. That's an interesting name, D-O-M-B-E-Y, narrates a story about a Chinese scientist who brought a biological weapon called Wuhan 400 to the United States. To understand that, Dombey said, you have to go back 20 months. It was around that then that a Chinese scientist named Li Chen defected to the United States, carrying a dislike record of China's most important and dangerous new biological weapon in a decade. And they call the stuff Wuhan 400 because it was developed in their rDNA labs outside the city of Wuhan. And it was the 400th viable strain of the man-made microorganisms created at that research center. Now, I hate to tell you guys this. I know they're trying to downplay this, but, you know, the lab center for this Wuhan coronavirus is a level 4 biological weapons laboratory. It just is a couple blocks away from that market that was open market. And we've had people talk about this before. Our own Chris Street said there was a mistake. Apparently, this is the best evidence we have. I cannot confirm it totally, nor can anybody else, but we distilled it all down from a whole bunch of other things. That one of the things that seems very logical is it was somehow a mistake, and this got released out of that lab. Okay, it got released that way or deliberately, it's out. And, of course, we do know, this is a fact, the Chinese handled it miserably, right? In reference to a Russian, it says, oh, come on, why did they do this to us? pointing out that in the original 1981 edition of The Eyes of Darkness, this biological weapon was called Gorky 400 in reference to a Russian locality. And the name of the weapon was changed to Wuhan 400 when the book was released again in 1989, according to South China Morning Post. Now, that's even more important, isn't it? It's true that the current coronavirus outbreak began in Wuhan, China. Shocking. But the idea that the virus was created in a lab that is actually a conspiracy theory that originated from unverified social media accounts and has since been widely dismissed by scientists from both China and the West. No, it hasn't. And again, this article was published March 13th. That's how long ago this was published. I'm telling you, this is how they're deflecting the fact that all of a sudden we get this book that comes out, and I'll back it up to 1989. Uh-huh. 1989 is a more important era, by the way, because we know from our sources, which are very strong, that this coronavirus was actually created in a laboratory in Southern California in 1988. Put that in your pipe and smoke it, CNN. And also, the treatment to cure it was created in 1988. We brought that out on March 5th at Agenda 21 Radio. That's when we broadcast that. Days before this came out, this whole shot by CNN, right? But you can't listen. The book is saying the same thing as what's happening right now, and they're just trying to change the location from Russia into China. Doesn't matter. It's still, how'd they get in 1989 Wuhan 400? Well, how about this? How about this is the blueprint for what's taking place in 2020. Now, that might be a little bit more better to look at. More better. There you go. English teachers, I said it. More better. Because, as you know, we were reading right from the playbook in 2013 from Mr. Clapper about the whole coronavirus business that was about to befall the United States. Then later in 2015, they make the same assumptions. We got that information from WikiLeaks. Do I think these guys had a script? It sure sounds like it. Did they follow the script? Sure looks like it. And now are we being besieged by this Chinese Wuhan virus? The answer is yes. Are we being deceived by those that want to deceive and destroy the United States of America? Such as, let's see, what about this Fauci guy? Or better yet, what about the World Health Organization? What about all those concerned, like Nancy Pelosi, Gavin Newsom, George Soros, Dianne Feinstein, Mario Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, the Cuomo family. Of course, Mario is not with us anymore. What about those people? In the book, the virus has a 100% mortality rate. In a later paragraph, the character Dumbai goes on to say that no one infected with the virus survives. Well, and of course, that brings us to the other topic. The other topic at hand. Do people who get the third variety of this virus, or the recombinant viruses, do they survive? And everybody wants a respirator, a ventilator, to help people breathe, because once it gets to that stage, everyone does die. So far, it's 100% mortality. Stay with us. Listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Order in California raises the question, how do you enforce it? Well, Governor Newsom says he believes that social obligation or a sense of a social contract will encourage Californians to self-regulate their behavior. His order makes exceptions for people working essential jobs, people running errands or exercising at a safe distance from other people, so you can still walk your dog. Louisiana's governor says social distancing is what will prevent hospitals from becoming overwhelmed. He's working to build hospital capacity, but says the public must play a major role in slowing the virus's spread.
If we are not going to look like Italy in about 10 days or 2 weeks, it'll only be because of these mitigation measures.
The military may be able to alleviate some shortages by setting up temporary medical centers on land and utilizing the Navy hospital ships USNS Comfort and USNS Mercy on the Atlantic and Pacific coasts. Carnival Cruise Line has offered to help, announcing, "We will be making select ships available as temporary hospitals to treat non-COVID-19 patients, freeing up additional space and expanding capacity in land-based hospitals." Although the supply chain remains intact, panic buying has depleted the nation's store shelves of toilet paper. Georgia-Pacific has ramped up production to meet the increased demand, and some supermarkets have set up special morning hours for seniors and people with underlying medical conditions to shop. The idea is they want to try to get high-demand products into the hands of those most vulnerable. And Sandra, my mom in Florida, says that she took advantage of these early shopping hours. The place was packed. Again, this has nothing to do with a lack of supply or disruption in the supply chain. It's all about unprecedented demand.
It's really helpful to do. And
okay, Gavin Newsom, in addition to all that, of course, is the reign supreme king, issued all these different orders out there and all that stuff. And, of course, we've got all these different problems now that's developing from it. People's, you know, civil rights, people's rights to constitutional rights being trampled upon. And we're seeing this being done at the local level. This just happened. Nearly two dozen people were issued citations at a beach on Friday for violating California's stay-at-home order meant to slow the spread of coronavirus in the state, according to officials. The San Diego County Sheriff's Office said Saturday, the tickets were issued to 22 people who were watching the sunset having picnics near the beach in Encinitas, located 25 miles north of San Diego. It's not that we're trying to be mean or exert unnecessary authority. We're dealing with a crisis at this point, said Lieutenant Amber Baggs from the Sheriff's Office, said in a video released Saturday. We want compliance from everybody because this is lives that we're trying to save. Numbers ain't adding up, girlfriend. Sheriff's office tweeted that the state's stay-at-home order means that everyone is required to stay at home except for to get food, care for a relative or friend, get necessary health care, or go to an essential job. The violations carry fines of $1,000 or 6 months in jail or both. This is a legally enforceable order issued by the California Law Government Code Section 86665, the official said. In the video released by the department, Bags explains that over the past couple of weeks, deputies have gone out at foot on foot and provided physical copies of public health orders as well as executive orders to educate community members and businesses. Ah, there's a video on their tweet. Let's see if it plays, and let's see if we can get anything out of it.
Our deputies have gone out on foot and provided physical copies of the public health order as well as the executive order to educate our community members and businesses. And now we've gotten to the point that we've had to escalate, and now we're doing enforcement. A large group of our deputies and detectives did go out and conduct enforcement for those who are violating the order. These were not recommendations that came down. These were actual orders that our deputies have gotten to the point now to where we will enforce, and we're going to continue to be doing enforcement. And it's not that we're trying to be mean or exert unnecessary authority. It's we're dealing with the crisis at this point. And we want compliance from everybody because this is lives that we're trying to save. The quicker we can shut down this spread and this pandemic, the quicker that we can all get back to a normal life. I do want to assure everyone that we serve at the North Coastal Command that the services that our deputies are providing has actually improved. It's increased. We have more deputies that are out in the field right now than we have ever had. So please continue to call if you need our services. We have an abundance of help for you.
Taking away your constitutional rights. We have an abundance of help to take away your constitutional rights. Yeah, the big problem with all this is it's unconstitutional. They'll say, oh, no, we have the legal issue to do that. We can. It's legally enforceable. It's not constitutional. And they really don't have the evidence to support that there should be such a diminishment of activity. Going a little too far. But you know what? You know, those people who want to trade their safety for security will get neither. And quite frankly, the coronavirus is not showing itself to be what everybody has said it would to be. Right? Just a little thing out there. So I guess one of the bigger questions is because you've got Cuomo. You've got Cuomo and Trump and Newsom. Everybody's going after each other. Is that it? Are we going to see Andrew Cuomo and Gavin Newsom on the top of the ticket for the Democratic Party for president? Just saying. I mean, is that what we're going to see? We'll see. Shocking. Shocking. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-800-8255.
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Ed. Well, President Trump has warned that there is going to be a lot of death this week. And the Surgeon General, as you heard over the weekend, he called this our 9/11 Pearl Harbor moment. But President Trump, he did sound optimistic at this briefing last night. He again touted this anti-malarial drug, hydroxychloroquine, which we now know caused a big dispute within the White House's coronavirus task force between Dr. Fauci and Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor. Dr. Fauci has repeatedly made the case that this drug is simply not ready for prime time, that it is an unproven therapy for COVID-19, while Navarro says it's worth a shot at a time like this. The dispute, which took place in the Situation Room on Saturday, it was first reported in Axios, but Navarro confirmed it on Fox a few moments ago. Listen here.
I'll let Tony speak for himself. You've seen he takes the view that it's important to have controlled studies, randomized studies, and to go through the science and come to the end and determine what's going on. And as a social scientist myself, I totally agree with that. But there's also the point of view that we are in war. President Trump is a wartime president. In the fog of war, we might take more risk.
Now, overnight, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer spoke on the phone with the new White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, and Schumer urged him to have President Trump fully invoke the Defense Production Act. He also asked him to appoint one person within the administration to handle all of the distribution of medical supplies and equipment. And Schumer even floated some top senior military leaders for that job. Very unclear, though, at this moment, if the White House would be open to that. One more thing, Ed. The vice president is going to be talking on the phone a little later this morning with governors from across the state. So far, all but nine have issued some kind of formal statewide stay-at-home order. But as of now, administration officials are saying no nationwide stay-at-home order. They're sticking by that.
Kristen Ed. Fisher, live at the White House. Thank you, Kristen.
All right. Well, Kristen Fisher. Stay-at-home orders. Watch it. Watch it. Let them violate your, you know, you give up your constitutional rights, right? Something to think about, ladies and gentlemen, giving up your constitutional rights, what they want you to do. The locals, anyway, the governors. They're all about that. Next, they're going to be coming for your guns. And it's interesting, in the second hour, we heard from Mitchell Gerber about that. How the totalitarians want to take away your guns first, right? I don't think we're going to let that happen, ladies and gentlemen. I think we can fight this virus, well, with our Constitution. I do. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.